Siman Shin Lametet, Hilchot Shabbat, Maran discusses certain things that are forbidden on Shabbat because of Gezerah, that it might lead to a Sud Deoraita. One of those things is it's forbidden to dance on Shabbat, Rikudim. Maran writes in Halakha Gimal, ולא מספקים על ירח ולא מרקדים גזרה שם יתקן כלישיר. The gizra is that if you dance, so there's a gizra that you might come to fix a musical instrument. It should be pointed out that the Rama brought down a few reasons why the people today are lenient. He writes that today, בזמן הזה, today הגר, ואחד המספקים המרקדים העידנה, ולא מחינן בהו, how come we're not rebuking them, אשכנזים were dancing on Shabbat, he says, משום דמותיו שיהיו שוגגים. He said, what should we do? They won't listen to us. So better that they don't know the law, and at least they do it unintentionally than to tell them. So it's almost as if the Rama's conceding that this is one of these things that out of control. You know, the Hasidim, the Ashkenazim are dancing, and they don't want to listen, so better not to tell them. Then he comes along and gives a second opinion that, well, today we really are not experts in fixing instruments, so the whole Gezerah doesn't apply. So according to that second reason, he's justifying why it's okay, because we don't know how to make instruments today. We're most people are not, you know, adept to do such things, so therefore the Gezerah doesn't apply. Chababaya writes that when the Rama writes two opinions, Stam v'Yesh, the Stam is the main opinion and the Yesh is the second opinion, which means the Stam is the main opinion. And therefore, really, the Rama holds dancing is forbidden on Shabbat, and he's just saying, you know, listen, they're not going to listen to us. And therefore, Chababaya writes that even for Ashkenazim, they should be machmina to dance on Shabbat. Now, what is dancing? That's a good question. Dancing is when you are taking one foot off the ground and then putting the other foot on the ground, which means like you have to jump off the ground to dance. However, those times that they have, let's say, on Shabbat, sometimes they just walk in a circle and they're singing songs, that's not dancing. That's walking slowly, singing songs, that's not a problem. However, to actually jump up and come down, one foot up in the air and then come down, which is a normal interpretation of a dance, that would be forbidden. A poskim, however, say on Simchat Torah, it's okay because that's for Simchat HaTorah, the Hakamim were not gozer. However, Hakamim what goes there, that one should not take the Rimbonim on Simchat Torah and shake them in order to make music. They were lenient to the dancing, but they did not want to actually shake the Rimbonim when you're making music on Yom Tov. Furthermore, there is no custom to bring musicians even on the second day of Simchat Torah, which is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot, to bring music and let the Goyim play. Although there was some poskim that wanted to be lenient on that, the Chvod HaTorah, the Kliya custom is not to do that. Maran then discusses some other things that are forbidden on Shabbat, Gezerah that you might come to write. For example, one, the Jewish court does not sit on Shabbat. Three rabbis cannot sit down and listen to the claims of the two litigants, even though it's Torah. They're discussing, he owes me. What do? You open up Shulchan Aruch, you're learning halachot. Gezerah of court is you might come to write the proceedings, and Gezerah to writing. Furthermore, Baran writes one is not allowed to get married on Shabbat Kiddushin. Again, the Gezerah over here is that might come to write something down. Certainly, one's not allowed to do the second stage of Kiddushin, which is called Chuppah. That's a Kinyan. Once a person has the second stage called Chuppah, already halachic things take place, like a bare monetary. For example, now she inherits him, and Metamed is Tum'ah, and Ma'asiyadeha. So there's different ramifications at the time of Chuppah, which makes a Kinyan. So therefore, clearly that's forbidden as well. It goes without saying, Yibum is Asur on Shabbat, Halitza is Asur on Shabbat. Maran writes, one is not allowed to make a Pidyona Ben on Shabbat, even if he wants to give the coin to the Kohen on Friday and just say, you know, it'll be delayed until Shabbat, that's forbidden. Or even if, let's say, he wants to on Shabbat take a Kiddush cup that has the value of 5 Sila'im, stop Muksen, he wants to give it to the Kohen as the Pidyon. Maran writes, En Podina Ben, Ve'en Begarshin. One does not make a Girushin either on Shabbat. Again, that's clearly because you would have to write it, and that would be forbidden. That's the same Gezerah. The Maran concludes and says that the custom was, HaKoneset HaAlmana Lo Yavo Alei BiAyi Rishona לא בשבת ולא ביום טוב. Even when a person marries an almana, he should not have the first relation on Shabbat, because that makes the kinyan in an almana. Anyway, in our times, mostly they don't get married on Friday today. They're getting married before. The Kapa'im was of the opinion of that it's sakana to have the first relation with an almana on a Friday night on Shabbat. However, Chama Vadia said that's a segula thing; it's not a halakha thing, and therefore, menadin, he was worried about was not worried about.